Ryan Yen, the head baseball coach for the Carroll Tigers, joining us here as, again, we're previewing the upcoming 2020 baseball season. Coach, I think you're excited. Got a full week of practice in, things looking like it's going to be a fun season for you guys, getting that opportunity to play.
Oh, you bet. Even that first day of practice, you could just tell the boys they were so excited to be there. And, you know, I hadn't seen them since middle of March, so it was a good reunion. And they just, every day this week, they were excited and they were going hard. And got a lot of guys competing for spots, which makes it even better. I think that makes them try harder as well. Yeah, we're definitely excited for the opportunity. We know we have a tough schedule, but in the end, that's just going to help us. It's going to make us better when we get to that one-and-done time of the year, you know.
Coach, what was it like walking in on Monday? I know there's a lot of different regulations and rules you got to have everybody tested as they're walking into the stadium and all that stuff, but there had to be kind of a unique excitement this year.
Yeah, there really was. You could tell the boys were kind of just, they did a deep sigh of relief, like, oh, we're actually on the baseball field, you know. And, you know, the last 2 days, we got to do the temperature checks. I get out there and they're already stretching and playing catch, and it's like, so that just shows you I got some good leaders out there. They're not waiting for me to come out there. They're just ready to get going, and I think it's just because they were so excited to actually be back on any athletic field and being outside of baseball. And I know there are a lot of guys on this team that's one of their first loves. They just love the game of baseball. So, you know, it kind of almost brought me to tears when I walked out to the field and I was like, oh, we actually do get to play baseball, you know. You asked me 3 weeks ago, I would have said, I'm not sure that we're going to get to play. My wife is a nurse, and she said, I don't like your chances. And I did get that call. I was excited, and you could tell they're excited too.
Coach, second year now in the program. I don't want to put any pressure on you, but I think there's a lot of people pretty excited about this season, not just because you have a season, but watching this team grow last year and the way you guys were playing by the midpoint of the season and just kept getting better. There's expectations maybe coming into year two.
Yeah, and I think the boys know it, too. I kind of talked with them, you know, and we have a team model this year. I got this from actually the Alabama softball coach. You'll see it on some of our shirts. It's Medita, and it's, you know, you have more excitement for your team and success than your own. And I told the boys, I said, you know, that's going to be a key this year because, like I told the boys, there's 12 guys that can play. It's going to be hard for me to make a decision. And like I was telling you earlier off the air, we had scrimmage today, and that just made it harder, my decision harder. But in the rally, it's a good thing. I mean, competition just makes you all better. And, you know, if someone's struggling, there's another guy that can take his place. I don't think the boys will put too much pressure on themselves, you know. I do keep it light, and I say, hey, guys, it is a game of baseball, you know. One day this week, we were kind of struggling and making some errors, and I said, hey, guys, errors happen in baseball, you know. And then here we go. I said, let's get four in a row. And then the next four, I hit it. Boom, 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 boom. They made the plays, and then we were done. So I've always been it's quantity over quality, guy. You don't have to go for 3 hours, you know. Just get 2 hours of hard work in. And I really think they've done that, and I think they realize, you know, hey, coach is expecting us to do good, and we want to do good. And I think it helped last year with the way we got some wins under our belt and we got some experience, because you can never, you know, experience is a great thing to have, and you can never, the more you have, the better.
Has anything in practice this first week surprised you?
You know, it has surprised me how well they've been hitting the ball. Even when I busted out the curveballs on them on the new machine that we got from the booster club, and I thank them greatly for it. You know, they first couple of swings, some of them, I was fooling them a little bit, but then they sat back and they started to hit it. And so the hitting approaches, and we've been working. I have cards that I have let them draw, and it's got different situations on it, like, you know, a guy on second, one out, try to get him over. So we've been working on all that, and I think that kind of brings some excitement to them. You know, their approaches are getting much better, and they're a year older, a lot of them, so, and they're getting stronger. So it's just, I think, the hitting and how much stronger some of them are has really surprised me.
Coach, what do you feel like the strengths will be coming into the year?
You know, I think our strength is going to be our hitting, and our defense is pretty good, too. You know, I got guys in the outfield that can go get the ball. On the infield, got guys that can just, they can make plays for you. They're athletic. And we were doing bunt coverages, and they're like, Coach, we know how to do this. Why do we got to do it? I'm like, guys, we got this practice every day, so we're sharp, you know. And but it's so nice this year that they know my expectations, and they know the plays and all that stuff look a lot easier. You can get more quality hacks in and not as much time saying, okay, this is what we got to do. So I think it's a great problem to have, is the depth and all that as well.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about pitching. You've got some good arms coming back. What do you feel like the pitching staff looks like?
You know, I got about eight guys who go eight deep, and then so you got, you know, you got all the guys that were back from last year. I probably have my seniors pitch first, just because these first games are not going to be conference. You know, and I don't know if I want to show them my number. You know, I don't really have a number one. I kind of have a 1A, 1B, 1C, which is nice, you know. You got Ty coming back, Ty Nissen, who threw a lot of innings.
Yep.
I think Alex Lowe, the senior, I think he looked really good today as well. And, of course, you got Slade, who can come in and shut the door down. Torrey Feldman, who's new, he'll help take some of Devin Bach's innings from last year. And Connor Peterson, he came on kind of strong towards the end. And then I also got Austin Finneran, who will be a sophomore, and he's developed kind of a curveball, and he can throw hard. And then, of course, you got Nick Abreu, too, as a lefty senior. So, and then I forgot Cade Shavel. So, I mean, right there, you got that's about eight guys that you beat. And, I mean, Jack Trautman could throw from if he has to, and so could Tyler Smith. So I think a lot of them, too, have had a lot of good experience, which helps.
Coach, do you feel like with the depth of this staff that it lessens the pressure on the defense or going to put more pressure because they're going to throw strikes and let guys put balls in play?
Yeah, no, I don't think it. I think it helps, but I think the defense knows that we better be ready because, we're not gonna strike out the side every inning. I'll tell you that. We're not throwing 90 miles an hour. You know, I don't have anybody that can top over 90, you know. So I think it kind of gives them, they know that, hey, I better be ready because the ball's going to be put in play, which, you know, in baseball, especially the pitch count, I'd rather have a first pitch out. I think Nick today, he threw five pitches in one inning. So I told the first two guys swing at it, and I told the third batter, I said, I'm so glad you didn't swing at that pitch. I'm going to try to get that pitch count up, you know. So, but, yeah, I mean, the defense is going to be ready. They know, hey, we're going to be put in play, and we got to make the play, and that'll keep them, you know, when you're walking people, you know, your defense kind of gets lackadaisical. So that way, if they know, hey, they're going to put in play, I got to be ready, I think that's a good thing for them.
Coach, you got a lot of guys that can play infield. I think your infield is going to be strong, but my sense is you could have a lot of speed in the outfield. Defensively can cover a lot of ground. Where do you feel the strength defensively will be?
You know, I thought it was going to be the infield, but when I look at all the speed I can put in the outfield, you know, I think we're going to be strong everywhere. I think the biggest problem right now is just trying to find a catcher. I got Colby Christensen and Cade Shavel, they've both been doing a good job back there. And so it'll kind of be a battle between those two. And, I mean, one of them could be my DH for the day, and one of them could catch, you know. That's what I told the boys. I said the other night I wrote down six possible lineups. And I said, I don't know which one I'll go with. Probably depends on who's there. So it's hard for me to say what's going to be the strength. I honestly think the outfield is going to be good and fast in our park. That's huge because our park is big. But the speed I can have out there between, you know, Nick and center, and then you put Torrey out there, you put Luke Woosley out there, you put Shabel out there, that's a lot of speed. So I kind of think the, you know, that outfield defense is going to be a very strong point this year.
I get the sense with the depth that you might have, lineups could be different. Not that they aren't different depending on who's starting, but lineups could be different quite a bit this year.
Yeah, like I said, I got about 12 or 13 guys that can start, so it's just going to be, and I told some of them, I said, hey, your job might be you come in for the fifth, sixth inning and play defense for me because that's your strength. So, yeah, my lineup could look different every day, and it's going to be, you know, if you're hot, you're probably standing there swinging it. If you're playing good defense, you're also going to be in there. That's what makes it kind of exciting because I told Coach Manning, my assistant, Coach Manning, I said, hey, you tell me who you think. We'll kind of talk about it. But, yeah, you could come 5 days a week and you might see five different starting lineups.
Coach, let's talk a little bit about the schedule. You feel pretty comfortable with how the schedule breaks down and what the Raccoon River Conference decided they wanted to do when the season was put back on?
Yeah, and I think it actually is kind of to our advantage because when I'm looking at it, we start our first five games are on the road, and those are all – it's a conference team, but they don't count as a conference game. So I think it really stacks up in our favor where I think we only have two of our conference games are actually going to be road games. So, yeah, I think it's a very favorable schedule, but I also like the fact that we're going to have to compete every night. You know, it's the Raccoon River Conference. You can't take a night off. And I know these boys know that, but I think we got so much depth and pitching depth that we'll make it through there. And I told the boys, you know, I expect us to finish in the top three. I said, I can see us, we're going to compete, and I hope that's where we finish.
What's the top of the conference look like? You guys in that mix, and who are the other teams you feel should be up there battling maybe for the top spots?
Yeah, I told the boys, I said, you know, I feel we're in the, definitely in the top half of it. You got winners, so they didn't lose many guys from last year. They're pretty good. Ballard's always going to be tough. You got Boone. I'm not sure. Boone lost a lot of guys, but you know they're going to compete. And you also got Bondurant Ferrara, who's always, you know, they're always going to compete too. And then ADM, I mean, they finished 1 foot ahead of last year, but then they ended up making it to the state tournament. And, you know, that's what I told the boys. It's not really going to matter where we finish. I think all this competition is going to help us. And playing those Raccoon River Conference teams pretty much for our whole season is definitely an advantage.
What's the goals for this year? Do you feel like this is a team, and I don't want to add pressure, but do you feel like this is a team that can make a run late in the year?
Yep, I've told the boys, I told them in February when we had our meeting with the parents, I said, you know, I look at the talent here, and there's no reason that we can't be competing for a conference championship. And then, you know, you only got to win 3 games at the end to get hot at the right time. And, you know, I said, I would love to see us. I think we can. You know, honestly do. If they keep working hard, I think we can end the year at Principal Park. And I think for a couple of the seniors, it would be a special thing. And then for the juniors, it would just be terrific because it would bring a lot of momentum in for next year as they're going to all be seniors.
Coach, one thing I was going to ask you earlier, and it slipped my mind until just now. We were talking about all the team speed. Got a chance to be pretty aggressive then offensively, not just at the plate, but with guys on base, and it kind of opens up to a lot of options.
Yeah, and we've been working on, I've been working on a lot of hitting and running. That's what I want to put in a little bit more too, but you know, I know there's a couple good catchers in the conference, but we've been working on trying to get those stolen bases. And, you know, last year I sent a lot of guys. I usually send them until they get thrown out. So, yeah, we're going to be aggressive on the bases. We're working on going first to third on singles, you know, scoring from second all the time. I do like the speed I got because, I mean, I just got guys that I told a couple of them, I said, I'll probably just give you the green light. You get a jump, you feel like going, it's a good time to go, just go. So you can't coach speed. So to have it is really nice. The biggest thing we're working on is just, hey, we got to be smart. It's good to be aggressive, but don't be dumb on the bases. As Coach Lyons would tell me, you know, there's a dumb base runner born every day, so try not to be one of those.
Well, I tell you what, Coach, I'm looking forward to this season. I really liked what I've seen out of this group of kids. They've really grown, as a lot of them thrown into the fire as eighth graders and freshmen. You've seen the program get better, and I'm with you. I think this year's got a chance to be really special. Looking forward to it, and appreciate you joining us here today.
Hey, no problem. We're going to give it our best. They've been working hard for me, so I told them, you know, hard work's the key to success. So I think they're buying into that, which is good, and I'm looking forward to the season as well.
Thank you very much. Head coach again, Ryan Young with the Carroll baseball team.